Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. Hope everyone is having a nice Wednesday evening. And not to prolong any more time, tonight we invited the Indiana and Midwest Grudge guys on. So, if any of those guys are on the line now, I would ask you to press 1 on your phone or we can get started in the show. Again, as I said, this show will be a little different this week, where we invited the Indiana Grudge scene and the Midwest guys on. So for the ones that's calling in now, if you are from Indy, we'll tell you to press 1 on your phone where we can get you chimed on into the, let's see, we still have some callers calling in, so I'll give them a few more minutes to get situated. A question that I got from this weekend for everyone that came out to Montgomery, want to say thank you guys, and hopefully maybe next time they can have a little bit more time, because I want to say on this one here that I think it was a lot of racing that took place. If you really want to ask me, I think more races than any of the events this year, actually, I think, for the back-to-back-to-back grudge races that took place. I think next event, they'll see that it could be a little difference for us with some cars there or whatever, but other than that, I think everything went kind of smooth. We didn't have too many lane backups for people trying to jump ahead of each other. So that was kind of nice to see, and everything went kind of smoothly. So like I said, next one, hopefully have some cars in there or whatever and try and see what that can do. Again, when I came on to the show, I asked for any of the Indiana guys, if you were out there, to press 1 on your phone, we can bring you on into the show. So, again, at this time here, if you're from Indy or whatever, I'm asking you to press 1. And what's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
Man, I can't call it. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, slow motion, man, slow motion.
Well, I hear that. What kind of weather do you guys have up there?
Here lately it's been kind of chilly. This morning I think it was probably maybe 40, maybe, at
Ooh.
The most. Yeah.
Wow. Is that all day or that just in the morning?
In the morning. In the afternoon it probably got up to about 65, pretty close to 70.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man.
We still it gets a little chilly up here, man. I mean, that ain't too bad this time of the year, but, it's probably a little bit different than what y'all used to down that way.
Yeah, this is like 85 here today.
Right. Yeah, it's probably the lower 70s here.
So in the summertime, does it get real hot there, or is it just
It gets in the 80s, upper 80s, 90s, man. It gets up, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this time of year is turning into fall. You know, your temperatures drop, but, you know, that air is real good up here. And that's what people like coming up here, you know, to go to race and stuff, you know, because the air is real good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the big grudge race this weekend, who you got, man? I'm not going to ask you. Well, no better.
I'm gonna have to go with Lil Daddy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Lil Daddy. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Right.
Ronda and Lil Daddy. Yeah,
yep.
I'm gonna have to go with Lil. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to go with Lil Daddy. I've never seen Ronda in person before, but I have seen Lil Daddy.
What impressed me over there in the government, man, I would be scared to see that bike on up on the East Coast.
Which one, Ronda?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen it run before, but I seen your little daddy run. That thing gets out of the way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a motorbike, that thing gets down through there.
So it will be the battle. But I guess I hear everyone say is who get a softer line first, or who cut
right.
that tree down.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ken cut the tree down on Lil C last weekend, so, you know, I don't know. It might go either way, but like I said, I'm going to have to go with the 1,000, man, because that thing, like I said, I've seen it roll before, but I ain't never seen that Rama bike run before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was impressive, I tell you. But like you say, you never know until you decide somebody. But with that, I'm talking about that cheetah race versus that run the bike. But from the look of it, and I was shooting some pictures of that race, and shoot, man, as soon as the tree dropped, Lance went straight up in the air.
So you're off the hit, huh?
Yeah, and I know you can't, you know, with a race like that, you can't come up in the way and expect to win a race.
Right. Have they found him yet?
No, man. He been quiet and everything. I meant to send him a message on Facebook, man, just to check on him.
Ain't nobody heard from him, man. Don Juan said he called him about 3 times. He ain't heard from him. He didn't answer, you know, so I'm starting to wonder, is Lance okay? Lance, if you're out there, man, please let somebody know.
I think that race just took a lot out of him, man. That, he was really looking forward to taking the W with that, I believe. And
yeah.
Man, with the bike wheeling and stuff, I think that just took a lot out of him.
Man, you know, I try to tell people, when you go into racing and doing grudge, you can't expect to win every race. If you think you're going to win every race, you're going to have some hurt feelings.
Yeah. Well, I really think that he figured that he was – the bike was ready to go, you know. It wasn't going to do any wheeling because I don't think that was the first time the bike done that, I believe.
Well, that track, I mean, a lot of folks said that track was good. A lot of people say it was bad, you know, so
right.
I don't know.
Right. Well, I could post some more pictures out there and show you. I mean, like I said, with that race there, from the initial hit, when he, you know, the tree dropped, man, his wheels, you know, went up in there. So I figured it was over with then. So, and with a few more. And Paul Ray Lee, man, he just stayed in there all night and all day. Every pass he made, he was up in there. I don't know because of his weight or what, but shoot, he stayed up in there.
You know, them guys go with them real aggressive tune-ups, man, you know.
Yeah.
They'll get a little bit too aggressive, I think. I think they just – tone it down after the first 60 foot and then bring it in, I believe it might be a lot better ride than what they're getting. But, you know, I don't know. You know, it just looked like they
I think I even have a shot of him about 300 or 400 feet down the track, man. Bike had came down and, man, went about 10 more feet and back up in there again.
That bike, he ain't used to riding that bike, so it could have had some suspension trouble. You know, if the rider's a little bit different than what he is that usually rides it.
Yeah,
they could have suspension problems.
Man, he was on boost with the bike coming up in there again, wheeling the same mm-hmm. way, man. Up, you know, jump on a 1,000, same thing. So, but I had a good time, man.
But it looked like y'all had a good time, man. I wish I could have made it down there and enjoyed it with y'all, man.
Yeah, but
are you
I know
make
a lot
the
of people.
Race?
Yeah, I'm trying to make that one.
Right.
I'll probably go my butt down up in the stands this time, man. Just be a spectator.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's the plan.
Right.
Yeah, that's the plan. I thought I was gonna be able to get to end it this year, but I didn't get a chance to. Make it actually be going to Valdosta twice, I think, because we hit that race there on the, what is that, 21st?
Yeah.
And I think they got the Man Cup on the
week before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it's the week before the grudge race.
Okay. So, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I believe the Man Cup is it's the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the week before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, what you think about these little 1,000, man? They are truly making a scene on this Grizzly, man. I mean, as far as taking on boosters and stuff.
Man, you know, I never really slept on the 1,000s, and I'm glad they are starting to come in and make a statement, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they are a lot lighter than the booster, and where they take off in weight, they make up in for horsepower, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, the 1,000s, I mean, and then when ATP came out with that billet block, I mean, that really was the game changer right there.
Mm-hmm. Boys, what you think about the all-motor game? Man, you think the all-motor game is coming back to life, or?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more all-motor bikes come around 2016. I think the last half of the season, you know, they're getting to really come out and showcase, you know, what they're doing with these all-motor bikes. And I think they're going to, you know, come in. I mean, there's quite a few people with them now. I mean, now the folks are stepping up and taking races, you know what I mean? I think there's going to be a lot more to come out next season. I also think there's going to be a lot more street tire shootouts, too, for 2016.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, that's a good thing going over real good.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It eliminates a lot of that, you know, man, trying to talk up on a race when you can actually just, you know, get a group of guys together and go in there and eliminate. But I just hope it don't play out too bad, man. Do it with the street. But it does. It's a method of eliminating all that arguing and stuff and, you know, actually getting a chance to see races.
Right.
Well, but I was real impressed though, man. I ain't gonna lie, I was really impressed. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know if any more indie guys are on, man. Guys, if you're on, I actually press one on your phone where we can bring you on into the show. Again, that's any of the indie or Midwest guys. If you're on now, I'll actually press one on your phone. So is there anything left
by myself tonight, man?
Yeah, I don't know if they're scared to talk or whatever, but I don't know. Anything else going on up there in India? It's pretty much shut out for the season.
Tell your sister to turn off the water.
No, I don't think anything's going on too much. You know, they had a couple small little races go down. I think there was one up in what's it called, the Great Lakes last weekend. I know there's a bracket race at a little small track this coming weekend. And then I want to say the Michigan guys are doing their little grudge thing up in Michigan at Milan this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few folks from Ohio and Indiana talking about going to it, but I don't know, you know, how many, you know. Yeah. No, actually, you know, all day events, I think it's just more or less the guys that form their little thing that they do in Michigan. They call it the list, and they're having list race where, you know, but I'm thinking that they're talking about turning it into a hat race where, you know, you draw a name out of a hat, and that's who you got to take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That may be kind of tricky there.
Yeah, because you never know who you're going to get. I mean,
true.
They categorize, you know, each category. Like, you got your grudge bikes and your flat slick bikes and all those, you know. Then you got your actual street bikes. They're on a different side of the list. So street bikes race street bikes and grudge bikes race grudge bikes. I think that's how they had it set up. I'm not for sure, though, but I think that's how they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, how you like that race between Eddie and Fun?
That was a good race, and I see they're going to run it back this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ride with Eddie, man. Eddie been on the streak, man. I mean, he probably would have got Metal Militia and Indy, but I think they messed up on their tune-up. It just didn't sound like it was there, you know what I'm saying? You could tell when the bike ain't there, you know. It just didn't have that sound, you know. But I think they went back to the lab and did their homework, and I think they're going to be all right.
Oh, okay. You think it may have been just the air and stuff, and it kind of threw the tongue off?
They didn't really get a whole lot of passes to really get a grip on the air. And, you know, they gambled, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come up here and not say they didn't gamble or didn't try. So I think they went for hoping, you know, something would help come out good of it. Because, you know, they did take a hell of a gamble with racing Dre Buckets. They gave him one in the break. And I watched that race go down, and, you know, Eddie Kane was willied off the hip, but I believe if he wouldn't have willied, he may have reached around and kind of went back around him if he would have, you know, went down there clean. You know, after seeing some of the passes that bike has made in the past, you know, it was kind of, it wasn't the actual Eddie Kane. Eddie Kane didn't show up, seemed like, that weekend. It was like it was a whole different bike. It wasn't the same bike that was down in Louisville when, you know, they had the race in June. Because, you know, that thing was getting down through there, man.
I see Dre don't want to give him a rematch.
I don't know. I heard Dre, on Zello the other night talking about that. I don't know what's going on with that, man. It's a little touchy thing right there. I mean, both camps, I mean, I thought they agreed to do something. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm hoping that they do something in the future.
I think Dre trying to play mind games with him. In the kitchen at another track somewhere. But I could be wrong.
Right.
Yes, indeed. I was thinking about hitting that Piedmont. I would like to see that Piedmont race, too.
Right, yeah. I would like to see that one and the one in Bradenton. Mark, you was in Texas last weekend, wasn't you?
No, it's actually.
No, you was at Montgomery. You was at Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery.
But did you hear about the race down in Palm Beach with the cars?
I didn't hear about that.
Man, I heard that thing place was packed in Palm Beach, man.
Really?
And the guys
the
had
car
the cars, the cars, the donks, and everything was down there. Dunk
really?
Master,
I know the car game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
the car game has always been pretty good. That shows you, man. Do you think how many you? If you just had to guess, man, you think it's more bikes, racing bikes than it is cars? Or you think it's more cars than bikes?
Man, I think it's more cars than bikes because you know, after the race went down to Montgomery. A lot of folks went down to Phoenix City, and the cars was down there. And plus there was cars in Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a couple periscopes from Palm Beach, and, man, there's a lot of people down there, man.
I don't know. I guess the bike scene is just more. I don't know, because, like I said, it was a decent crowd in Montgomery, I guess, in Texas. I don't know. I haven't heard anyone really say on, as far as no representation of, you know, what was there. But I know Tubone and them went out there and won the little shootout that was going on.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know, but no, I'll be out there this week. Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you be over in Texas?
Yeah, I'll be out there in Texas.
What's going on over in Texas?
Got our little final shootout over there this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to actually add in the top 10 list as well to the class 2. So. Grudge races lined up, but a lot of those guys, I think, blew their bikes up this past weekend over there. I guess I don't know if Sue put that much pressure on them or what, but I heard that there was a lot of bikes down. But I guess everybody now start getting ready for the Mardi Gras race next year.
Yes, sir.
I'm hopefully we'll have some decent weather.
Yeah. I kind of hope the races will spread out a little bit more, you know, because you got all these back-to-back-to-back-to-back weekends, man. It's hard to make
know,
all of them.
Yeah, I know. Matter of fact, I don't think I've been at home none of these actually the past, what, 4 or 5 weekends, man. Every weekend I've been somewhere in the road. I don't even know how it feels to be home on a weekend. I tell you what, there was another race that was talked up as well that I was kind of puzzled about. But I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I'll think of the name of the bike here in a minute. I can't think of the darn name of it. It went down this weekend. Who would be your final pick if you had to put a race together that you would like to see before this year's over with?
Kingpin and Eddie Kane.
And I would like that race, and I'd like to see the winner probably run Lord Have Mercy.
That too. I would like to see I would actually like to see the rematch with Kingpin and Lord Have Mercy. The rematch.
I think that would kind of tap off the season perfect.
Yeah. Or possibly Katrina or somebody, but you know, because Katrina's been kind of quiet here lately.
Yeah, I think they just regrouping, man. Just taking the time. I mean, at this stage here, man, I would just really sit down and just come off for next year.
Well, I think here next month in Valdosta, they're all going to come out and go for broke. I believe they're going to be with some really good races because everybody's going to be gunning, you know what I mean? Because it's one of the last two races of the season, you know. And everybody likes Valdosta.
Yeah. Is everybody coming in? What's Eddie's favorite word? Coming in let go mode, huh?
Yeah. Either go or blow.
Either gonna go or blow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard old Devin out there exchanging some words too, man, with his bike.
Hey, that was last night. I think I caught the tail end of it, man. Him and Ray Lee.
It's amazing the technology, man, those bikes there have gotten. You're talking about a 1,000cc engine platform. I'm just curious, about 2-3 years from now, man, what are these bikes going to get any faster, man? It's just going to be a cutoff point. I don't know how much more faster you can get.
Man, with the electronics and stuff that they're using on these bikes to make them go faster, I mean, it's no limit to it, seems like. Because, you know, I mean, you can have a killer motor, but if you ain't got the electronics, man, it ain't going to do nothing. Those standalones and everything that those guys are using, man, it's got them things flying.
What are you saying? We probably see an 85-plus inch bike even faster than what the bikes are now.
You know, with the technology the way it is, and I mean, I don't know where it's going to stop at, because you wouldn't have thought of these bikes running that fast 5 years ago.
I know. And the race cars the same way, man. These cars are getting so fast until they're becoming unsafe, to be honest with you.
Right. I'm thinking, what more can a track hold with technology going the way it is? What more can you do to the track to make it hold the horsepower?
Exactly, because that's what I'm trying to figure out myself. I'm like, now, if the kids upgrading their bikes and cars and all this stuff to these men's power, man, what are their tracks going to do to be able to compensate all this horsepower? I don't even know if there's a fix for it. I don't know. it's gonna be interesting to see, man, 2 or 3 years from now.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. All
right. Any other indie guys, if you're on, man, press 1 on your phone. Chime in. I know there's some of them out there listening, man, so maybe I should say that some of the guys saying that the bikes are not ready to take on the South, or that would that make you have them change or hit 1?
Everybody got a chicken finger. Come on, y'all. Don't get it out.
Indeed. A lot of them brothers out here listening.
Yeah. Is there anybody on here?
Yeah, they. We have people on here. I'm waiting to see who's going to be the first one to step forward. All right, here we go. 9487. And your line is open.
Man, the show is missing Jerry Jones, ain't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, they. I'm shocked another one hadn't stepped up to the plate, man, to replace him.
Yeah, we need Jerry Jones, buddy.
Say, we need Jared, huh?
Jerry had the same lie, man.
We had some low roster too, man. I think they just kind of chilled out. But yeah, definitely.
Where's Sean at?
I don't know, man. I hadn't talked to Sean in a minute.
Sean used to have it live too.
Sean off in that truck.
Yeah, probably. And Ryan, I don't know none of those guys. Get on anymore. I was going to call in a few weeks and invite the bunch of guys on here and see what kind of noise they be talking. What I've been doing with the 3DT class down here, man, I would put a bounty out on one of them. And so, man, that kind of get them riled up.
Uh-huh.
Especially want to be talking all that noise and act like he good, you know, and can't be beat. So, yeah, we'll put a bounty out on him. Yeah. Mark, when you going to strap a pro mod, man? Are you going?
Man, I wish I could afford a pro mod. Them mugs was high dollar, man.
Man, what you talking about for to get 1 or 2 passes out of it?
Man, them bugs, boy. Hey, them ones be some one-hit wonder sometimes.
Man, one of my brothers has one, man. He hadn't had luck with it almost a year. He been going back and forth with that bike. How about a tuner? Well, I ain't going to say a tuner. Bill will put his engine together and run to the track. The bike wasn't right, but still he had it in blow-up mode. Because, you know, they come off the stand and, you know, ready to go down the track.
Mm-hmm.
I got out there and I forgot what had happened, but, you know, come to find out when they tore it down, man, they found out he had the nitrous, man. It was way, I mean, the bike was in blow-up mode.
Right.
I'm like, wow, man, that's... I know some things don't have break-in periods, but dude, that thing been giving him a fit.
Hey, Chris, ask that last caller what you asked me about who they want to see.
I think we lost his call, man. He got kind of threw off there for a second. Yeah, I don't see him.
I ain't never heard it this quiet.
Well, there's a big race coming up, man. It's always like that on those
yeah,
wins.
Yeah, I agree. Say, yeah, Maryland coming up. Everybody being
yes.
Calm and cool. They're going to hear it, but but they ain't going to say it.
Right, because you got CJ, I think, racing who?
He raced BMO. BMO.
Right.
Yeah. I heard him talking about that yesterday, man.
We got another one now. 8565. Your line is open. Hey, 5-6-5, your line open. Hey, what's going on?
What's up? What's that?
Oh, I can't call it. Yeah, I cannot call it. Any racing going on up by your way, or everybody kind of
yep. Me and Twin are supposed to go out here and do some playing tonight. We're going to go on the street a bit. Ain't nothing else going on, so we're going to have a, me and him going to go out here and do something.
Is that Memphis Finest right there, Chris? Kizar?
Yeah,
yes, that's
him.
That's me. I'm going to go out here. Me and Twin. I talked to Twin today, and he told me I don't need to get caught on my motorcycle. So we're having an outset. I got to put things back in order. So we're going to go out and have some fun. We're going along the street. Now, ain't nobody doing no racing, Chris. All the fast bikes, they ain't racing, so.
I don't know, man. They tried to race Saturday, man.
Well, Chris, I don't say I can say the mechanics. I know the mechanics are laughing at them. They tan them up and they can't get down the track, so. What is it?
Anything been going on over there at the track? It's been quiet up there,
no,
too.
No, Chris, this guy, guys up here that's got good running bike, track bikes. Chris hadn't had their bike to the track all year, man. But you know what, Chris? The minute we go over on the street, they got their, excuse my friend, they got their monk ass over there on the street watching their street race, but they won't even bring their bike to the track and got a track bike. I'm just telling you like it is. They beat us down there to the gate. Man, y'all racing on the street tonight. They down there. No, because they ain't doing nothing. Ain't nobody missing nothing.
I want to get the Pro Street guys on here one night too, man, and let them go at it with the Grudge guy.
Yeah, hey, Chris, you're beating a dead horse. Because them guys from Grudge bikes is not going to mess with them Pro Street bikes. You're going to hear a bunch of laughing. It's going to be funny now. Chris, I'm going up in Walmart. God damn, I bet y'all going 8 on 7 on this motherfucker in front of me, boy.
Yeah, 3624, line is open.
All right, we ain't can't.
So, kids out. They doing something on the gate over there?
Yeah, we going on the gate. We finna go on the gate now.
Who
running that? Hey, how you doing? Me and Twin gonna go over there. Me, Twin, Tracy, just a couple guys that we always go out and, you know, keep our clutch hand right.
Can I get some action?
Who is this?
Copper.
Copper, you can get some action. You know you can get some action. We're gonna put Cat Cat on my bike and run you with your bike motor for motor. You know we're gonna do that, but the police ran us off.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Cat Cat will be in town Friday, and you can have whatever you like motor for motor with that motherfucker I got in my garage. You know that.
I ain't scared of it.
I don't want you to be scared. Because if you're scared, you ain't going to run. I don't want you to be scared. Shit.
Shoes on, Josh.
Ken, really? You know how long it's taking you to race me? With Cat Cat or who?
No. Don't you go there. We tried to run you, but the police don't. We ain't going to go there. The police ran us off, and we're going to leave it at that.
You going to run Wesley's name first, and then it was like, hey, we'll go ahead
well,
and do
it. Hold up. T-Motor 1 didn't want to race us, and when we turned around and tried to run you, did we not?
Yeah, but I said okay, but then...
Yeah,
it's a race.
It's a race. That's all you got to say.
If he could argue with you.
Yeah. Hey, Copperhead, you got a light brown man, about 150, 160 pounds.
No. I'm the only fat motherfucker around mine. I wish I did,
oh,
though.
I get ready to say, man, you need to come over there and jump on them street top bikes over in Texas this weekend.
Man, if I had a light rider, I tried it, but they didn't do much speed.
Chris, what is it? What is it, Chris? You going to an 8 mile race in Texas, Chris?
Yeah, it's eight mile.
Where at, Chris?
Over there at North Star.
There's bubbles everywhere.
Is that the Denton track, Chris?
Yeah, that's the Denton track. I call it the House of Hooks.
Say the hook over there.
Oh, yeah. You tell me stuff over there.
Shit. Indy was hooking real good.
Who was?
Up there at that Indy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chris. Did Al Capone race anybody up there in Indianapolis?
No, they backed
out. I think he was kind of disappointed that he didn't get no races up there.
He couldn't race. No, did nobody take him on that talent?
Did nobody take him up on that off, I don't think.
What's that?
So what races is next month, Chris?
Valdosta.
What day is that on?
The 20th through the 27th. Well, the 21st.
Which one is that? Bradenton or Valdosta?
Valdosta. Bradenton ain't until December.
Valdosta is the 21st?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is that a grudge event? Are they open Friday or just Saturday?
I believe somebody's got the track for testing on Friday. I think it's open testing on Friday, but the event's on Saturday.
Okay, cool. I'll try to make that then.
That's going to be a good event.
I believe so.
Yeah, if everybody actually go on and race and just not talk about it.
That's my bike, Greg. I sure will try some.
Yeah, it's going to tell the tale, I said. Who playing and who not.
Hey, don't forget you got Piedmont the 24th of this month, too.
Right. Hold on, guys. We got 4521, and your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Ken, you got your bike ready yet?
Yeah, I was waiting on you to give me a call.
Now, what's about Copperhead?
Oh.
Which one?
Your big bike.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. What's up?
You taking it to Valdosta?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to take. What you got on your mind? You going to sit on it?
We do something in Valdosta.
You going to ride
it? Oh, I don't know if I'm going to ride it. Well, until we get through our little things, I probably can ride a little Richard ride the first. We get to take care of this other thing.
You think?
Now,
okay.
Brian probably going to ride to run you. He probably going to ride it. Brian, I only rode it twice, so Brian going to probably ride to run you.
Who is?
The one
who
that owns the bike, Brian.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to say what I look like racing with a
Richard.
Nah, I ain't said it, man.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. Y'all want to do it? How y'all want to do it? Straight off the trailer or what?
Nah, we going to go start the trailer. That bike been running fine all week. I mean, every track we've been to, we got the ending that's going to cut off twice.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, y'all going to test it way before y'all go to Valdosta. We got a whole month and a half.
That's it. We still ain't going off no trailer. That bike won't go off trailer. Y'all can wheel watch y'all other cats.
Okay. I'm just saying, we gambling before
that bike
ran.
Every track we went to, no problem. So we got to Valdosta, it does that. Not Valdosta, Indianapolis, it does that.
Well, I mean, that's understandable, but you should be able to fix it between now and then.
Oh, it's fixed.
Oh, shit, that's...
Now, we still ain't going off no trailer, though. Uh-huh.
Okay.
We still ain't going off no trailer, though.
Gambling,
Oh, let's try to kiss somebody. Hey, Gem, I want to see two bikes go straight down there.
On your legs.
I want to see two good races. I want to see one bike.
leave at the line. One is still at the line and one gone down the track. There ain't no race to me. That's all.
All right, no problem.
Two of them go down there. Go down the track.
So y'all going to be there Friday night or Saturday?
Probably Friday.
So if y'all go down the track Friday and I go down the track, we can race?
Yeah. Two bikes go down there, yeah. Hey, what bike did y'all have in Indy? Huh? What bike did y'all have in Indy? That purple rain bike.
Purple rain bike.
Oh, okay. I think I seen y'all over there.
Yes, indeed.
This week or next week?
That's this week.
Oh, this week. That's on the other side of Dallas, right?
It's up on top of Dallas.
Oh, on top of Dallas. Okay.
Yeah, north of Dallas. I think next year, though, I've talked to a few of the big bikes, and so we're probably going to end up trying to do something next year, I think, but I'd have to put it together.
We have
and
no
I'm
race
telling you, man, I'd have to tell you that one offline, man, about that.
Okay, I'll leave that.
The Mardi Gras meet. What day is it? In February?
The 27th and the 28th.
February the 1st of March.
No, it's last week in February. February 27th, 28th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we'll have some. A door slammer class there too, man. I'd love to get about 20 or 30 of them cars there, them big top Promonts.
Right.
I can imagine what that truck would be like. Yeah, the 27 and the 28. It's a 2-day race.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I don't care for this winter. I kind of want to see racing year round.
I'm Santa Claus.
Hey, you better be good. You understand? You understand? We're up here. They stop in November up here. You hear me? Hey.
Oh, really?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
You better be good. You understand?
I think State Capitol will stay open year round except for Christmas and I think New Year, baby.
Mm.
Which is good. I mean, you know, you ain't just letting it track.
You know what I told you, right?
Stay idle.
Hey, you know what I told you, right?
What's going up there in Prescott? I think they got something coming up on the 24th, too, don't they?
I mean it. Who do?
Up in Prescott, Arkansas.
Do
they have any quarter-mile tracks up there? All of them are 8 miles.
I think you.
I think there's 8 mile tracks up there.
I know Prescott is 8 miles. I was asking, do they have any quarter-mile tracks up there?
No. Nope.
I know Arkansas got to be big enough to have at least one quarter-mile track.
I haven't heard one.
It's Memphis and Shreveport.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to hit back over there before it get too cold. So this was the time that Mark was down there with his Tomah bike and went that 651. I don't think he's never been it. Anyway, that's neither.
Queen, so y'all trying to get a race in tonight, huh?
Yeah, good at it, Mr. Kizot. And the other little guys.
Yes, I know you. I'm sorry you couldn't get no races down, Mr. Carpenter. Man, you're going to have to hit the right nest, I think. You. Well, ain't nobody really around. Your side there wouldn't even run, you know, I don't believe. You're going to find your little lightweight man guy and put on there.
Yeah, he sure do. Especially when you're going out of town.
Yeah, especially that.
Ain't nothing but them light fellas out of there.
All right, Andy, again, man, question for you guys. If you're on, press one. We want to hear your thoughts up there for the Grudge scene. I think they scared the Rockford band. He's going to attack them on here.
Chris, you think them guys come down there, I mean, from up there at Indy, and they come to the track down here, do you think they'll race with their time being probably going to show off because of the earth up there?
I don't think that, well, they probably would, but I don't think their bikes would run pretty good down on this end of town. I'm sure a lot of them will probably bring tuners and stuff with them, but at the same time, I think they were equal out good against the racers now on this end here for some of the guys that didn't make the end of the race up there. So they got the best of the best up there in Indy.
Yeah.
But then I guess the question would be how many would even try those Pro Street setups, you know. But don't nobody down on this end really know their times or whatever unless they just tell them. So that probably would be a fair race. Yep. But that Montgomery track, man, is in the center of everything. If that track, you know, would step up a little more, man, I think that would be a nice central location.
Yeah, that center track was hitting and missing.
Yeah, but they finally got on it, man, and started staying on top of it.
I guess some cars stopped running after a while, huh, with the bike tag?
Well, really didn't have no cars over there. They were there Friday night, but they didn't show up Saturday. So I think it would have been a whole lot different to have them Saturday, too. Yep. Because I know, let me see, it was somewhere up north where they had a big Grudge car race and invited the bikes over there, man. The bikes, boy, that was one of the best surfaces that they could ever run on, you know, for having all those cars out there running.
Mm-hmm. It does make a difference.
You are going in the way this weekend, or you just going to play it by ear?
I'm probably gonna wait till we hit the right off and chill out.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Well, we just gonna make this an hour show tonight, man. Event stuff
coming on up. Everybody quiet. Everybody quiet with the events and stuff coming up.
Yeah, they. Then doing the season is winding down too, so we're going to start shooting some hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. over there doing a rally. What's the other dude up there doing, man? What Ryan, not Ryan, but Brian been up to?
Who was that?
Brian.
Excuse me. Oh, not much. I'm trying to get right, trying to get right. That's all.
Did you get the delete problem fixed on it, or you still...
Yeah, it was the LBOP temperature.
Oh, okay.
And a little sensor, and it went out.
So y'all gonna try to go down there and jump on some, or you gonna try to get something locked in to go down at the
We got a couple of races that we supposed to be doing. So we'll go and make sure those get off.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, we got about 9 more.
We probably have about three races.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got about 9 more minutes left, guys. So if anything, you say any upcoming events or anything, man, this will be the time to go ahead and broadcast them.
Okay. Well, I don't have nothing, Chris. I just... holler at you later, then.
All righty, guys. I guess we're going to go on and end the show as well, too, man, with that. And just kind of want to wish everyone a good weekend and hope you have some fun. That being said, all right, guys, I'll talk to you next Wednesday. All right, y'all have a nice night, man.